Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things I love doing on Hope Is Here is encouraging with books that have blessed me. Obviously, the Bible is the best book that we can read, and I try to start my day out with some scripture. But I also like to complement that with reading. And I heard Bill Hybels say one time, leaders are readers. And I do believe that, and especially because we live in such a culture that is so negative and critical, that it's important that we fill our mind with good things. So I've been trying to turn that TV off because I'm a huge football and basketball fan. Love watching sporting events. And thankfully, obviously it's summertime, so I'm not tempted by that because with ESPN having 8 channels, ESPN Ocho, that it's hard. And Fox Sports, there's just so many sports avenues that you can watch things, and I have so many different interests and teams that I can be guilty in the fall and winter of not reading. So in the spring and summer, I try to catch up. And I just finished reading a book called The Sender. And it's a story about when right words make all the difference. And it's by Kevin Elko and Bill Bose. And this book is, it's kind of fiction, but it's not fiction. The reason it's not is it's based on letters that Kevin Elko sent to the head football coach of the Baltimore Colts back when he had cancer. Chuck Pagano is his name. Some of you may remember him. Chuck Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O. Pagano was the coach of the Baltimore Colts, and he winded up getting cancer. And so Kevin Elko was his friend, and he sent him letters almost every day, literally for 3 months while he was in the hospital going through all his treatments and radiation, chemo, and things. And so they were so powerful that somebody said, hey, you ought to turn these into a book. So Kevin Elko, Dr. Kevin Elko, as he's known, got with Bill Bose and with Pisano's permission and wrote this great book called The Sender. And it was actually recommended to me by a friend of mine. I spoke at the Rotary Club in Nicholasville, Kentucky, and want to let you know, if you're looking for anybody to speak at your organization, whether it's a nonprofit or a service organization, or it can even be a church, I would love to come and speak to them about Hope Is Here, just about providing hope for people. Also talk to people about how they can fail forward based off being in the book Failing Forward by John Maxwell several years ago. So if you're looking for a great read, Failing Forward by John Maxwell is a really good book. But Randall from the Rotary Club in Nicholasville, Kentucky, contacted me. Told me about this book, and I started reading it almost every night for 2 weeks and just crushed it. Really, really good book. But I want to share some of the takeaways. You got to understand, this guy's going through cancer treatments. He's in his late 40s, and they don't know if he's going to make it. And one of the things that he talked about was he was married and he had 3 daughters, and he'd always wish he'd had a son. I mean, he's a football coach. He was a great college football athlete at the University of Alabama, and yet some of his football players came to see him in the hospital. And then he also met a kid named Max that was in the hospital that he had cancer. So, it's tough enough being an adult dealing with cancer, but man, pediatric cancer, when kids have cancer, it's just brutal. And so he really developed a close bond with the kid in the pediatric cancer unit, and he's named Max in the book. And so the thought came to him one day, he realized that, sometimes you have biological sons, and sometimes sons just show up. And he thought about Max and his football players. So I want to say to you, and I'm one of those that, man, I love kids, but I got to foster parent a couple little girls about 10 years ago for about a year, but I don't have kids of my own, and so I just try to love on other people's kids. And so when I read that, it made me realize that God has put sons and daughters in my life that I'm able to love on and make them know that Jesus loves them. And one of the takeaways that really spoke to me in the book, and one of the letters that Dr. Kevin Elko wrote in this book called The Sender, he said, a lot of winning is about positioning. Forget about your condition in life. It's about position. And he went on to say, living in your vision and not living in your circumstances, that's the position. You know, I've got a good friend, and he, man, he's going to be a good, great sports talk radio show host someday. But right now, a door's not open for him to do that. And so he's doing a podcast because he's helping take care of his mom. His dad deceased about a year and a half ago, and so he's an only child, and so he's having to be patient, but he's doing a really good podcast on sports. And so, you know, you there's things that you can do while you're waiting. Maybe you're not in the position you want to be. The condition of your life is not where you want to be, but you can not lose your vision, and you can try to do things that will put you in a position to be prepared. And, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 has been one of those game-changing verses for me. It says that, "For I know the plans God has for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And obviously that's why we do Hope Is Here, because we want to encourage you and give you hope when life is hard. And maybe, you know, you're not doing exactly what you want to do right now professionally or vocationally, but maybe you could do it as a volunteer, or you could maybe you want to write a book, but you're like, well, I don't have time to do that. But you start by writing a blog or just posting things on Facebook. And, you know, things that we have to focus on, and this is what this guy did such a great job in this book, it really spoke to me. You either choose your vision or your circumstances, but you've got to choose vision if you want to get the victory. And so I want to encourage you today. I know a lot of people are in tough circumstances, but I want you to continue to focus on the vision that God's placed in your heart. And the choice we all have to make every day is either you live in vision or you live in circumstance. And he talked to this guy that, you know, they called him Charlie in the book. It was Chuck Pagano during life. But he said to him that, you know, each morning when you get up, just say, you know, thank you, God, that you've got a plan for my life. And just say that and show me where you're working today in that plan. This is why this guy's in the hospital getting chemo treatments. And so, you know, I mean, he was not going through easy circumstances at all, because I know a lot of people are listening going, think, well, I mean, come on, Greg, it's easy for him to say. But, you know, actually it wasn't, because he was going through cancer treatments. And he talked to, he wrote him letters, and one of the letters that he really challenged him in, he said, you know, you have to win on three dimensions or three levels every day. One is spiritual. You've got to win the spiritual plane. You do that through prayer, okay, through pause of thought, through focusing on what you want to achieve and believing it. You know, I love Psalm 46:10. It's one of my favorite Bible verses. It says, "Be still and know that I'm God." And that's one of the things I want to really achieve each program on Hope Is Here, that you remember to pause and know that He is God, and that He loves you, and that He's for you, and He believes in you. The second dimension that Dr. Elko talked about in this book, The Sender, you have to win on the physical plane. The fighting down the valley with a sword is doing the process. It's doing the right things. It's doing the work. Focusing not on the battle that you're in, but on doing the work of winning the battle. And so, friends, sometimes you got to step outside of that. I have to have people, mentors, meet with a Christian counselor every now and then, just to have people help me win battles that I'm going through. Because sometimes when you're in the battle, it's hard to see hope or see that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I've had people that do that for me all throughout my life, and that's why I want to do Hope Is Here and try to encourage other people too, that you can win the battle. Right now you may feel like you're losing, but you know what, another day's coming. And I love that Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, I believe it's verse 22 or 23, that God's mercy and grace are new every morning. And it goes on to say, great is God's faithfulness. And so maybe that's a verse that you need to write and put it on a post-it note and stick it in your bathroom mirror, in the dashboard of your car, just your work cubicle, on your computer screen, your laptop. But the third and final dimension that Kevin Elko talked about in this book, and one of the chapters that really spoke to me, is that you have to, you know, be relational. You know, you have to win relationally. He said the lifting of arms of one another is what you do when you get tired. And we need people around us to lift us up. And he said to this guy that he was sending these books to, which wound up being Coach Chuck Pagano, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts at the time, he said, you know, that's one of the things I've tried to do for you is lifting your arms when you couldn't lift them yourself. And he said, he goes, let me give you an example. He said, I'm lifting the spirit. He said, I've got a friend in Pittsburgh who told me, I hate my boss. He had a job making $250,000 a year. I told this guy, you're going to get fired. He said, no, I'm doing all the work. I'm presenting. I'm closing. The guy obviously was in sales. I said, no, you don't get it, my friend. You're fighting down in a valley with a sword, but you're not up on the rock lifting your arms. You need to lift your spirits first so you can stay focused on what you really want. So Dr. Elko said, I went on and taught this story to Green Bay going into the playoffs of their Super Bowl year. He said their quarterback missed a pass against Atlanta. But if you go watch the film, it was a classic example. He and the head coach looked at each other, and they lifted their arms and went on to win the game. In other words, the first thing you do is lift the spirit. Secondly, Dr. Echo said, you do the work. He said, I've heard so many stories, and I've seen this a couple times, where people have gotten sick, and they were of a religion that they weren't allowed to treat it. In other words, they are taught to lift their spirits through prayer alone. But they don't do the work. They don't do the practical. They don't do the physical part. And friends, I agree with that. It's great to let trust God with everything, but I personally believe that God expects us to do our part. You know, it says in the Bible, a man that doesn't work shouldn't eat, okay? And so, you know, I love the old saying, work like it depends on you, pray like it depends on God. And so I think that is a winning combination. And Dr. Elko goes on to say, I see these people all the time. Their heads are in the clouds. They are walking around praying about everything, but they don't do the work. And he said, I know others too. I know people who do the work constantly, but they never lift their spirits. So you need to do both. But then we also need relational help. We need to have people that we can lift their arms and people that can lift our arms. And you know, it's hard when you don't feel like you have the strength to lift your arms to help somebody else. But I've seen it over and over in my life, friends, when I try to lift somebody else's arms, that I'm able to get my arms lifted and I wind up getting a blessing. So I want to encourage you today just to try to find somebody that you can be a blessing to. And the great thing is with texting, man, it takes 30 seconds just to text somebody and say, hey, I was thinking about you. Two, I said a prayer for you. And three, I love you. You know? And I mean, whether you're guys or you're females, it doesn't matter. All of us like to know that somebody's thinking about us. And I love in the book, Chuck, it says, Gideon said in the Bible, fight weary, keep going. And the whole time when you can barely function, just keep whispering to yourself, I can survive the assault. And we all feel like we've been assaulted at times. We're in the battle of life. And I want to encourage you today, even if you've had a horrible day, just saying, you know, tomorrow's a new day. I get a chance to start again. So make sure, you know, it's all right to get weary. It's all right to get discouraged, but don't give up. And so if you're looking for a good book that would really encourage you, man, I was really blessed by it. I'm not had cancer, fortunately, but I know so many friends and family members that have. I believe that you would be greatly encouraged and be able to get a lot of hope in your life if you pick up the book called The Sender. It says, A Story About the Right Words Make All the Difference by Kevin Elko and Bill Bose. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.